Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So first up, let me get this out of the way. The Mike Williams trade. See, this is what's interesting to me. I don't disagree with it because obviously he had no role, all right? And, you know, whether or not you get a fourth rounder or a fifth rounder, which is what they got, to me, that's fairly immaterial because if they don't make the playoffs, the gentleman who made the trade, Joe Douglas, is not going to be around to actually take that fifth round pick and cash in on the draft for the 2025 draft. So that's a little odd. I don't think, even though I know what Rogers said about Mike Williams a couple of weeks back, I don't think that there was a real personality clash. I don't think Mike's that kind of guy. I know that Aaron said on the Pat McAfee pod, or Pat McAfee show, I should say, that he's fairly quiet. He's, you know, a good dude, goes about his business. So listen, maybe Aaron's just saying the right thing and he doesn't want to, you know, take any shots. He's gone. And maybe that's what he really wanted. He just wanted him to be gone. And if so, he got his wish. But see, I look at it this way. If the Jets would have won one more game before the trade deadline, whether it's the Steelers game, well, basically any game that they lost, whether it's the Broncos, whether it's the Bills, all the tight ones, the Vikings out in London, et cetera, the Patriots, of course, if they would have won one of those games, I think they may have been buyers. Here's the crazy part of like where the Jets reside, because most teams, you know, like the Giants, I'll use Giants for a moment. They didn't really do much selling, but you knew they weren't going to buy. They are 16th out of 16th in the NFC and they're going nowhere. Whereas with the Jets, you know, as I said, if you rip off a couple of wins and a few of the teams that they're chasing, they're going to play. So there's an avenue. There's a path for the Jets to make this season maybe somewhat meaningful. All right. So that's the first aspect. If they would have lost one more game, you can make the case that the Jets very well may have been sellers, whether it's DJ Reed, whether it's some other pieces that they just don't see that they're going to, you know, maybe not bring back at some point. So because they won the last game against the Texans, it puts them in this very unique spot where they're not going full blast for it in terms of bringing more guys in. They're not going to, you know, dismantle because there's still a fighting chance, as I've already said. So did they do the right thing? Yeah, I mean, I think that they did. I think that they did. I don't have a problem with how they handled this. My only concern is, and I'm not even too wrapped up. I've heard a few people say this, like, well, I mean, how do you trade them to the Steelers? I mean, you know, you're chasing the Steelers. Okay, whatever. My greater concern is this week against the Cardinals and then the next week against the Colts, Alan Lazard is out. Not that Alan Lazard's great, but Alan Lazard has a proven chemistry with Aaron Rodgers. He's a different player with Aaron than he was with Zach Wilson, all right? So to not have Lazard and go into must-win games now, you know, and you have two terrific receivers, Devontae's great, Garrett's great. That catch was, I still can't get over that catch. My God, it was sick. And now you have Xavier Gibson as the third. And I'm like, all right. I know he's got one touchdown. He's got four receptions this year. So I know Mike Williams wasn't getting a lot of burn. I understand he and Rodgers, not that there was friction. I'm not trying to start anything, but they didn't gel for whatever reason, whether it's schematically, it didn't work. All right. And it was a 1 year, $10 million flyer on the part of the Jets and they weren't going to bring him back. So, you know, if you're ever going to get rid of somebody, you're going to get rid of somebody that you don't plan on bringing back. All right. Fair enough. All right. And, you know, down the road, you can take let me take a quick step back. People say, why would you even trade somebody for a fifth or a sixth round pick? I'll tell you why. It's not that you're going to get a great player in round five, although Tom Brady was round six and, you know, Joe Montana was round four and, you know, Russell Wilson was middle round. You never know, right? But to me, it's more about being able to have that extra capital, in this case, the fifth rounder. And if they want to, you know, pair that up with a third or a fourth round, whatever it might be, to move up X amount of slots in the 2025 draft to get somebody that they target, that maybe they read the board, they make some calls, we might take it, and you get the sense, all right, if we don't jump up 8 spots, 12 spots, even more, we're not going to get the player. So it's never a bad thing to have that equity in your back pocket. So conceptually, I understand it on most levels, all right? Again, just a little bit of an odd space that the Jets have been in, and let's face it, the Jets created this odd space because they flushed so many wins down the chute. And, you know, I do think, and I'll get more into the Cardinals and what they present issue-wise in a little bit here on the pod. But, you know, I do think that in broad terms, the Jets will be able to score on Arizona. They're not a very prolific defense. They run the ball very well. And that's that could very well be the fatal problem for the Jets, who can't stop the run at all, nor could they really run the ball. But are you telling me in what, at least on paper, it's a pick 'em right now, on paper very well might be a one possession game, that Mike Williams, even if he plays 25 snaps, whatever it might be, when you've got your two stars on the opposing team's top two corners, that Mike Williams on the third corner can't haul in a 9-yard touchdown? You just lob it up. You know he's big. Goes up and gets it, and the Jets win by a touchdown, would keep their season alive. It's a risk because, listen, they could get blown out, and then we could sit here and say, you probably should have traded Mike Williams. Or they can, Gibson could have a sneaky good game, and they can win, and you don't miss Mike Williams. So I get it. Can't crush them, can't load them. But that's basically how I see the Mike Williams trade.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.